I'll just say one ha'ara, which is a very common halacha, and I was reminded of it this morning because we learned the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed. And the Gemara discusses the bracha of Ashi Yotzar. The Tosfos Shonim brings it in, the Gabi Ashi Yotzar, there's a Rabbeinu Meir, didn't even make a Ashi Yotzar Bektanim, we make Ashi Yotzar. But he brings such a shita, and the Gemara discusses about Shifshuf, and all the different things, and then the Gemara goes into the sugas of Halacha B'toich Hasuda. So there's, on this Omid, there's a Ashi Yotzar, and there's an Anotil Shadayim, there's a B'toich Hasuda. So this is a very common scenario. Shabbos afternoon, a person made Kiddush, he's going to wash his hands, the whole Mishpacha wash their hands, Anotil Shadayim. And then a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, he has to go to the bathroom, he relieves himself, Ketanim. Now he has to wash his hands and make Ashi Yotzar. He has to wash his hands for Al Netilas Yadoyim for Eid Hamoitzi. So what do you do? Do you make an Al Netilas? Do you make a washing your hands once and then make Ashi Yotzar? Do you wash your hands again a second time and make Al Netilas Yadoyim? Do you make one Netila and you make a Al Netilas Yadoyim and then Ashi Yotzar? Or an Ashi Yotzar, which took place earlier, and then an Al Netilas Yadoyim? So that's a big discussion in Kuf Samech Hei. And halacha lemaisa, we'll go through this because it's a very common scenario. Zok de mechabe in kuf samachay. Ha'oise tzrochav v'roitze lechol. Someone is oise tzrochav, and now he wants to eat. Eat means to wash and pass. Yitol shtei pa'omim. The mechabe says, you wash twice. Al harishoyne mevorech ashi yotzar. You wash your first time, you make ashi yotzar. V'al hashniya mevorech al netilas yadoyim. That's what the mechabe says. Better to make two netilas. Now, the Mishbur explains, the im yitol pam achas v'yivorech mitchil ashi yotzar, if you're going to make one atila, and make first ashi yotzar, v'achach al netil sidoyim, in the said, in the chronological order of what took place, ashi yotzar took place first, and then al netil sidoyim, so if you're going to make one atila, and then ashi yotzar, and then afterwards al netil sidoyim, and the one atila, have a hefzik ben an atila lebirchosa. What are you doing? You're making an atila that's washing your hands. The bracha of the washing the hands and the niguv is al netilas yadoyim. If you're going to say ashi yotzar before al netilas yadoyim, being mafsik between the maisa mitzvah and the bracha that follows. Here the bracha follows, it's still called oivel asiyosan because you're making the bracha in the middle of the niguv. So it's the middle of oivel asiyosan. You don't make it before because the yadayim are not clean, so we make a loy plug. So you make it oivel asiyosan before the niguv, but if you're going to make an ashi yotzar after the netila before the bracha of al netilas yadoyim, there's a clear hefzik between the mitzvah of netila and the bracha that's going on that mitzvah. So you can make an ashi yotzar first and then al netil sidoyim. Have a hefzik ben al netila b'chosam. Zok de mishbur v'im yivarach mitchil al netil sidoyim. And if you're going to make first al netil sidoyim, v'ach ashi yotzar, have a hefzik bebich netila lahamoitzi. Now this is much more kaldic, like we'll see in the poiskim, because what happened over here? You wash your hands, you made al netil sidoyim. So that mitzvah is fartik. The netila had a bracha. Now you're mafsik by ashi yotzar before the birchas hamoitzi. Be'etzim, it's a whole different type of hefsik. Toiv shaloi lahafsik after al netilas yadoyim before you make hamoitzi. But it's not the same thing as being mafsik between the mais of netila and the bracha of al netilas yadoyim. Some people sometimes make a big mistake, children especially. They wash their hands before they make the bracha al netilas yadoyim. They're in the kitchen. The family standing around, they're motioning, they're talking, not talking. That's a hefzik between the maisa and the netila. It's like making a ha'etz and then doing a motion and mafsik before you take a bite out of the apple. That's a real problem. Masha'enkein, being mafsik after netila, before the hamoitzi, that's not being mafsik in a mitzvah. Hamoitzi is the bracha on the achila, that's lechem. And Netilas Yadoyim is the bracha on the netila, which took place earlier. Between the netila and the hamoitzi, you have to go take it to eat, correct. But you're not being mafsik in a bracha. You're not being mafsik a bracha. It's a fundamental difference in that hefzik. But the Mishmur over here says, he points out, that if you're going to say Ashi Yotzar after Netilas Yadoyim, lemaisi being mafsik between the netila and the hamoitzi. You could be mechalik, like we said now. And in addition, since you have to be betaira, so it's like gova latura. It's something that's necessary for the suda. Ulaniach milavarach, the third side, to wait for Ashi Yotzar. After Birchas HaMoitzi, gam ken ene nochen. You're going to make Ashi Yotzar after you ate the bread. Why? Why is it ene nochen? Shechiu b'chal lo miyad, k'shotze tzrochav, ein lacha, kokach. Don't procrastinate, don't push it off. Zok de mishabrua, v'kosvu achoinim, v'tzorach li zoya shloi litol b'pam rishoyne netila gemura. Dehainu, If you're going to make two netilas, and this is the reason why people do not make two netilas. If you're going to make two netilas, then you might be making a tzveita netila umzist and a brach levatola. Why? You're washing your hands before you break bread because your hands are dirty. That's you make a alantil sidoyim. And then you wash, like we did, tekanas tuma, but that's how you wash your hands and then you eat bread. If you just wash your hands after you relieved yourself, and you make a netila bishrein and ashi yotzar, and now you right away you wash your hands again, then you made it. What do you make alantil sidoyim? It's a brach levatola. Your hands are perfectly clean. The Kosra Achoinim, Dr. Mishabura, the Mogen Avrom, etc. And Kiveiga talks about this. And he says that Tzorich Lizoya Shaloy Lito Vam Gisha Netila Gemura, to make a regular Netila, Virak Ma'at Mishum Nikias, but only make a Shvacha Nikias, a Nikias take a Netila. Like we had this morning. The Netila that you have by after you relieve yourself is not a Din Netila. People take a cup, that's not a din, medina, you just have to be noital yadayim as nekiyas. If a person is meshavshav only with one hand, and the other hand doesn't need a netila medina, it's a nikoyan dekadin. It's not netilas yadayim dekadin like we have by eating hamoitzi. So mele, you make sure the first one is only ma'at mishum nekiyas. Di lavachi, harei nitru yodah v'pam rishon, it's very Torah. Ve'ein shach levorich oit al netila shniya. U'kanal b'simu kuvnan kun ches, you have a problem. So lemais of Shem Zalman, what he used to do, is he used to use the sink, the faucet, put his hand in without a kli, so it's shvacha koyach gavra, and maybe it's a koyach gavra, but it's a shvacha kli kibul, and that's how he felt the first netila was without a kli, and then he made a netila with a kli, so it thought that's a real netila. First, it wasn't a netila. Others were machmir more than that. They said that lemaisa, a sink, maybe is a kli kibul, the pipes is a kli kibul, koyach gavra with a kli kibul, maybe you could be yoitza, a netila over there. So maybe you should, after you wash your hands, be touch your shoes. So you should mechayev a netila. It's like this, the netila is not umzist. That's the other way of doing it. Al-Kaponim, if you make two netilas, you have to make sure the first netila is not a proper netila, but just yoytzazayin for nekiyas, and ashi yotzar, like this, the second netila is chal. Zokta mishabrua v'da. Diyesh kame poiskim. And there's many firtzach like this. The chazanish firtzach like this. Diyesh kame poiskim shesvigalu. Be'etzim, you can make one netila. And you make the ashe yotzar after the netila shidoyim. It's not a hefsek. Mishum da hakol tzorich taris yadayim. This is all for the taris yadayim. Taris yadayim was all inclusive. You wash your hands, you made alantil shidoyim for amoitzi. And now before amoitzi, you make ashe yotzar, which is all inclusive in the taira. V'ahava k'moy gabal etura. V'al keinim b'di'evet not on netila achz kedin. L'shem netila l'achila. Yivorch mitchil alantil shidoyim v'ach ashe yotzar. So he's saying over here, Lashon, if you only did one netila, then you should make takad ashi yotzar after netilas yadoyim. Lemaisa, there were those that feared the chazanish, dafka to make only one netila. Pashtas, because they were concerned that the second netila might be rochel batola. So Mizama did a shvacha netila, mishum nikias, it's not a kli. Maybe bring yourself to require a netila, touch your shoes. They weren't so noches in that. It's much better they held, and the Chofetz Chaim is also, there's the Eidus of Schneider, that he saw the Chofetz Chaim coming out of the Beis HaKisei, and he washed his hands once, and he made an Al-Netil Sidoyim, and after he dried himself, that's when he made an Ashi Yotzar. And I've seen many Gedolim and others that they come after Netil Sidoyim, Shabbos morning, before they sit down, they make an Ashi Yotzar. Because then it's for sure considered after the niguv, dafka after the niguv, because the niguv is a chelik of the mitzvah netila. That's a gufa tzor v'las yosin. Not, you shouldn't make dash yotzar before the niguv, because that's the niguv is part of the netila first. It's like this, you finish the netila zidoyim, you're not being mafsik, and now the ashi yotzar is, like we said, it's be'etzim, not a hefsik between a netila and a brocha, because that was the first part. Hamoitzi and achila, the second part. It's only a hefsik to go take of l'achila. Okay, so that's gavala tura. It's all for the taira, and that is what a person should do. And then the Mishmur says the chatchila. If a person doesn't have enough water, that is the oifen to do it, to make one netila, to make a asher al netil sidoyim, and then make an asher yotzar afterwards. So that is lemaisa how some feared sich. Like I said, the chazanish, the chofetz chaim feared sich like that. Others feared sich like that. Others made two netilas to make sure the first one is not a proper netila. And the mechava says you make two netilas. But in Tulatilas, the Chara means that you shouldn't make it in a way that you don't really require a second Atila.